Well, it was started last year when we all got together. Actually, it was a member who lives in Bendigo, and she's been to the vintage shows up there, and she said, have a vintage, we've all got our wedding dresses and things, we should have a vintage show here. Well, I have a vintage collection, so it was easier to just use my things and build up a show from that. Mm. Last year we focused on the different eras. This year we're focusing on a theme called Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and we're including race wear, party wear, work wear, all the things that women do during the day and the clothing that they wear.
So tell us a bit more about your collection then. How big is it and how long have you been collecting for?
Well, I got interested in fashion with my grandma years ago, and we used to talk about fashion all the time, but I've just been picking up bits and pieces, but I've got a bit more enthused recently and started collecting seriously. Hats I love. I think they're a lovely art. Bit of piece of art, so to speak, and the clothing, I try and find things that really scream the era of the different eras around from the 1900s. Mm.
Mm-hmm. The hat you've got on now is certainly screaming something, I'm not sure what, but where do you get most of these clothes from?
Best place is the op shop, or I have been using eBay as well, yeah. Mm. I'm starting a business now with costumes and hiring out.
And are there particular eras or sorts of things that you particularly focus on, perhaps?
I like Enid Gilchrist books. She was an Australian designer who made patterns for books, and so I've got interested in patterns and things and the way clothes are constructed through the different eras as well. Yeah.
So for this weekend then, Coral, I don't know if you want to tell us how this is going to work. When people come here on the weekend, what's going to be happening?
Well, we'll have our display around the hall, and they come in and they just look at the different fashions, and we're known for our beautiful afternoon teas. And last year we had all on the stage in the supper room, and we had them lined up to come.
So you're putting clothes on the walls. Any plans to put the clothes on to actual people as well?
We're going to have something. We're wearing something, but no, not having models, because our size is greatly increased.
Proportions have just changed, perhaps.
Yes. So we decided not to have models last year and this year. So and it's worked successfully.
So obviously it was a big success last year then, this idea.
Oh, yes, and we only have 7 members.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was going to ask you about that as well, that the Bioduct CWA, so it's a fairly small branch then?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And only one that really lives in Bioduct. The rest of us are scattered around, or two live in the area, and the rest of us are out country.
Because the CWA certainly does seem to be having a bit of a resurgence at the moment. There seems to be some new branches coming online in certain places. Are you, I gather you're keen to attract new members here, possibly?
Yes, very much. Yeah. Any age, young ones, welcome, and their children too. So we've changed to afternoon to accommodate, and then we finish before school finishes. So we're just trying to help any members that would like to come.
So what else does the local CWA branch do? How often do you meet, for example?
Once a month. Yes, the third Tuesday of the month at 1 o'clock, 1:30. Yeah, we did do craft, quite a bit of craft, various things. Yes, we gave emergency packs to the Hamilton Hospital, but people that go to the doctor and have to end up in hospital, and they've got nothing with them, so we have these packs for them, and they've got the basics like face washes, soap, toothpaste and all that type of thing.
So this weekend though is very much your big fundraiser for the year, yeah?
Yes, it will be, yes.
So on the weekend then, just give us the details of exactly where people come, what times, those sorts of things.
You're all welcome to the Bioduct Hall. You can't miss it. It's the main street of Bioduct, and the main road goes straight past the hall at 1 o'clock on Saturday till 4, and then on Sunday we're having a viewing only from 12 till 2.